Live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
Make it make sense.
With Ayanda Nyati.
Yeah, I think this particular one was inspired by my colleagues here, because Khomuso asked me to buy her Amafate cakes on Rivonia, the best cakes in town, by the way. The people from Rivonia will call you. There's an old man there on Rivonia Road who sells the most amazing fat cakes. I think, so Khomuso said, no, please buy me some fat cakes because I want to freeze them. I think I bought her 30, but they are finished. She only had one.
Oh, so you had them.
And then, no, she took the fat cakes home. Someone else ate them.
Right.
And because we are also talking about frozen foods, you know, which
bread.
Food, yeah, what can you freeze? Is it still healthy when you freeze bread? Is it cool to freeze bananas, avocados, etc., etc.? But it's them, it's the two of them.
No,
I mean, I don't care.
Khomuso came in here and was really excited, Uti. She freezes bread, and when the bread is frozen. So my question is, when you freeze bread, see by icy.
Yep.
I think. So when most unfreezer.
It's about damp. You mean like
yes.
It doesn't become damp at all.
Why?
And
how? Why not?
Because remember, the thing that creates water is no longer in the bread like that. I don't need a frozen meat. When it thaws, it's not going to leave water.
When it what?
It thaws.
When it does what?
When
it thaws.
Oh my God. Yeah. Oh my word. So this conversation was also brought up by, you know, people that are health fanatics. They'll tell you that if you freeze pap, it actually becomes low GI. So if you eat pap the following day,
you didn't expect. Do you have an expect on the line?
Even the breads and whatever.
No,
so that's what we want to find out.
Yeah. All right. So that was our attempt at trying to kind of lure you into what we're speaking about today. It's about whether or not frozen foods ultimately are healthier than if they were not to be frozen. Is that fair enough?
Some of them, not all
of them. All right. Mm-hmm. Let's attempt answering that question.
Thaws, please.
Yeah, as the food thaws. Let's bring in our guest as always. We've got Vilasini Moodley, I hope I pronounced your name correctly, who's a food safety consultant and facilitator at Entercom. Good afternoon and welcome to Drive 959.
Hi, Ayanda. Thank you so much for the introduction.
All right. All the best to you.
Is it okay with the pronunciation?
All right. I appreciate that. As you can hear, the stakes are high insofar as finally getting a resolution to this particular debate.
A little bit more background on the actual arguments that happened last week, but I'll do my best.
All right. Let's try and just attempt the more elementary question. When you freeze foods, are you able to just give us a very broad understanding of what happens to the food itself and whether there's a chance that once that frozen food has defrosted, it could be healthier?
All right. So we got to take a few things into consideration because of the composition of the actual product. In terms of the ingredients that went in, also looking at it from a spoilage perspective, microorganisms. So from a food safety perspective, all right, freezing is one of the ways we use to preserve the product for extended periods. Because what happens is for microorganisms, they remain dormant at this stage. So they're basically asleep. There will be no multiplication, no spoilage occurring at that point. Then if you're going to look at other product, right? Freezing can also have certain consequences because we need to consider from a food safety perspective and a quality perspective of the item that's being stored in the freezer. So it can have nutritional effects as well. But from a health perspective on being better after freezing, I cannot confirm that. I don't work too much with the nutritional aspects and understanding from a health perspective, how it would be more beneficial after freezing. But what I can tell you is from a quality perspective, lengthier periods in the freezer actually have a negative impact on the quality of the product. Some of the nutrients can turn into toxins as well when defrosting. All right, so that's what we also need to consider. I can't add so much on the becoming healthier.
oh, would not have the best line to you, Vilesini. Hopefully you're still around and can hear us. But
I can. Yeah. Right,
there you go. I think it's a bit better. I don't know if
Mutsu wants to come in. Away from the speaker, maybe.
All right.
Okay, so I do understand that you can't talk to the aspect of pap or even gluten products becoming slightly less toxic if they're frozen, right? But I also do know that sometimes when we have, especially meat products, you unfreeze it, right? So it thaws. Mm-hmm. You unfreeze it. And then after that, you decide not to use it anymore. You put it back into the freezer. Sometimes that actually does add to the toxicity of whatever substance that you're refreezing, yeah?
So 100%. So with that, we got to consider the handling process from freezing to defrosting, everything that was done during that time, right? If it was done in a safe manner, right? With defrosting, safest, best method is obviously defrosting or thawing in the refrigerator, which I know most of us don't do. But that is why planning is so important when it comes to defrosting products, right? Best method? In the refrigerator, right? If you are 100% confident that it did not enter the danger zone being the 5 to 60 degrees in terms of temperature, if it did not enter that danger zone, it can be refrozen. Mm. It can go through refreezing again.
So,
you have to be confident that your fridge is maintained at the right temperatures. So, even during defrosting, it did not exceed the 4 to 5 degrees Celsius.
So, I usually finish my bread, but skumba and komuso were arguing about what happens to bread when it's frozen. Does it become damp when it comes out? I don't know, skumba. I'm trying to ask for your on your behalf.
Yeah, so there are ways to look at it, different ways to look at it. So, yes, it would have some moisture content that would be retained. I mean, you get the sogginess. But that is also because it's now entered that danger zone of 5 to 60 degrees Celsius. Right? Yes. In terms of the storage practices. So even when keeping bread in the fridge or freezer, best practice is to either toast it. When
Wow, right? Okay.
So you're adding some heat.
After taking it from the freezer,
you just pop it in the toaster.
Gosh, decide, do you want it frozen?
As frozen
or hot?
As it is, you want to put it in the toaster.
Yes.
You want to put frozen food in a toaster.
It's not frozen food, it's frozen bread.
You'll be
Remember, with bread, it's been processed. You're not taking raw chicken or whatever and putting it in the toaster. Right? It's also about storage practices in the freezer. Where does she store the bread? Does she store it below the meats and things like that or above it?
So, you guys are saying it's safe to put frozen bread in a toaster.
I do it all the time. Nothing happens. It's also not dough, bruh. It's not like it's
frozen.
It's
more like ice.
Nah.
It doesn't melt.
The water. No, it's not. The water particles are so minimal. I promise you, some people even just pop it in the microwave. It does not affect the quality of the bread. I swear.
Remember, as long as it's heated to the right temperatures, right, that's going to kill any microorganisms, whether you take it from the refrigerator or the freezer.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, I'm learning a lot. Does it matter what temperature the freezer is at, or is that dependent on the food?
So, no, it does matter. So, if you look at what's in the regulation 638 as well for South Africa, it's got specific instructions for freezer temperatures, chilling temperatures. So, that's what I was talking about, that danger zone as well. That's actually from the regulation 638. So, freezer temperatures minus 18 degrees equal to or less than,
Thank you very much for your contribution. But I'm still saying there's no way I'm freezing pap. And then because pap will be low IG. No.
Low GI. I promise
no
you.
No GI.
It will be. Tomorrow, I think it is healthier. I don't know if it's because...
Is our guest gone? Because you guys... dirty laundry.
Vilesini, thank you very much.
Where's the guest? Dirty laundry.
I get you that there's a lot of variables. 100%. The handling, the storage, you must be 100% confident that you did not handle it at any point in an unsafe manner, even if you're going to put it in the toaster and eat it from the freezer. Everything leading up to that point must also have been done in terms of food safety, correct practices.
Thank you.
Hey, I'm
still not convinced. It still doesn't make sense to me when a frozen bread is hoid in a toaster and then it's no.
It's because I suck it up mitzi like that. That's what I'm trying to say. It's not like Uskalabala, you are freezing the actual bread, right? It's not like you've submerged it in water, then froze it. It's still the bread, so it does not absorb the ice. If it makes
Kaya family, do you guys freeze your food? We want to find out. Do you freeze your food and do you unfreeze them? Basically, like Papa Seguilo IG. Wow.
This is Atisha from Social Groove. And at home, we freeze bread all the time. And we buy 4 loaves of bread on Sundays. And we also buy hamburger rolls and hot dog rolls. And you also freeze them too. And when you take the bread out to defrost in the sun, it defrosts. And when we eat it, it's fresh as new.
It's like 40 degrees.
Where are we, Babaji? Why are we buying bread on Sunday? Freeze it.
Follows.
And then there's the sibegilang in.
Guys, I promise you, it doesn't suck in the eyes.
That doesn't get healthier, Khumus.
It does. I don't know if the active gluten in Tontoni lowers, but
you know what I love about the Kaya family? Mm. We have doctors.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Nutritionists. Please let us know. When we freeze our bread or gluten products or even starch heavy products, does that make it less toxic and slightly more healthier? Let us know.
Does it make sense? Make it make sense.
It makes a lot of sense to me.
Nope.
Leave a comment. WhatsApp 063-688-0959.
Guys, bread is trending on this show this afternoon, and we have something about with regards to bread.
I can do an edla of 4 slices. Send payment to Angonin.
Hi, boo.
You know?
Sure.
And this clip reminds me. Mina, growing up, you know, I always thought that women don't eat as much as guys. Ne? And I picked it up from my sister. She must have been maybe 11 or 10. Komoto. Na shapa 8 slices. Kamusheba could not believe it.
Janta.
Ashapa 8 slices. I was like, it's true, Khomutswe. Khomutswe, how many?
I'm not big on bread, but seeded bread, 2 slices.
Yeah, big in Japan.
Seeded bread, 2 slices, frozen one.
Frozen, okay. Of course.
She's just big in Japan.
Mm-hmm. Hi, Skumba. Yes, we do freeze bread. Oh. We buy in bulk, especially for lunchbox for the kids. We freeze it. Then before you can use it, you take it out maybe at night. In the morning, it's as fresh as ever. You can even freeze a cake. Like, you know, your cake, your birthday cake, you can cut it. If it's set, you put it in the freezer, throw it in the freezer. When you eat it next time, it will still be as fresh as ever. Yeah.
So I have a 2-year-old who was breastfed, and I used to pump and freeze his milk, and then we just throw the milk on room temperature to feed him. And even when he started with solids, I never bought any purities, so I would buy veggies, cook them, freeze them in the deep freezer, and then let it thaw. Or food, at least with the purees, I was also using a microwave to thaw the food. So yes, it is safe for consumption, Skumba.
Mina ngazi enye iboss lekunye company angisebenza kuyo. Wayethenga isinkwa namarolls ayi-100 wafake deep freezer. Awadli inyanga yonke. So yes, isinkwa ungasifreezer, Skumba, usifake ku-toaster, usidle. There's nothing wrong. I wouldn't really freeze it for inyanga yonke, but you can. Ibhoke ingwenya leyo. Thenga ama-rolls nezinkwa 100 fake deep freezer. Uloku yadonsa lapha e-deep freezer. Kaloku ayothenga kaningi.
I buy 4 loaves of bread every Saturday, and as soon as I get home, I put it in the freezer. I take it out in the morning, and then they can eat it in the afternoon. And nothing's wrong with it. It's not soggy. They can eat it just like that, or they can put it in the toaster. It still tastes the same, and it's still as fresh.
I promise. Right now in the freezer, there's seeded bread, there's wraps, tortilla.
Mm-hmm.
There's whole wheat tortillas in the freezer, and there's rolls like normal.
You know how many times I've thrown away my tortillas because I bolile, because you don't put them in the freezer.
You need to.
Like, we leave them like at home with bread.
Mm. Yeah.
And then you realize it because I'm so very mold, my sober and then.
So another the pita bread, they're tef. If you have a pita bread for more than 2 days, and it doesn't start rotting, I don't know.
So you put it in the freezer.
Remember, there's a shop. They're gonna get a shout out, I suppose. Chateau Gâteau.
Yes.
Most of the cakes are in the fridge.
Is it?
Yes.
Yeah, my German. Yeah, my cheetah. Yeah, my gents. Cake, you can freeze a cake, guys.
Chateau Gâteau.
Leave a comment. WhatsApp 0063-688-0959.
Well, this is such an interesting topic, but Ohumut is not wrong.
She's never wrong.
So sometimes when you do freeze your food, it definitely does change the nutritional aspect of it. So let me make an example with amazamban. So if you are someone maybe that is sensitive to insulin, like you're diabetic, and you want to eat potatoes, really shoots up your insulin levels. But if you freeze it, so let's say you want to make mash, right? You're going to make the mash, but don't want to eat it at that same time. Remember, because you don't want to shoot up your insulin. Put it in the freezer, freeze it, and then maybe overnight, and then warm it up the next day. It won't shoot up your insulin like it would have had you not freezed it. Weird, but it's the truth.
I guess kumba nambe ngizifanela nawe ngisabuk freeze isinkwa dali ngahlangana nomuntu epic and pay athenga I tray yezinkwa ngambuza ukuthi sisi manje uyoyenza I feeding scheme nge tray engaka ethilini wathi she's got a lot of boys and they eat a lot so ngalesikhathi sama covid bathi singaye ema shops sithenga ama essentials yena uthenga ukuthi aye kanye estore angasaphindeli futhi ngambuza ukuthi and defrosting purposes does it not become wet ugirl wathi no muni worry about the wet it's as good as fresh. I just tried it with one loaf. Till today, I am the master of freezing loaves of bread. I thank you.
Hi, Buffet, you know, I'm president. I want to freeze this in Kwake, say Akuluma. She's freezer and jalo. She's naming her as a freezer. Ask her bony loot. She's puma si fresh and fresh and fresh. Hi, Buffet, you should not teach a fresh.
Oh, wow.
Yes,
the drama.
We do freeze our pap. You know, when Usara in the winning wood in Jingalais corner to Nabank, the shifts are so long. We've got a 12-hour shifts whereby you leave home at 7 and come back at 7 in the evening. So iskatsuk pega asiko. So at the weekend when I am off, I cook pap, nyasi repa, clean film, and hoi it in the deep freezer. Then during the week, like the relish will be maybe also in the fridge or in the freezer as well, or you can easily just pop a relish go air fryer and then maybe, you know, like city chicken if I go air fryer whilst maybe you're having a shower or something.
You know, the beauty about life is every day we're doing new things.
Yeah. Sure. I mean, if you think about meal prepping is literally based on you being able to prepare your food well in advance, so like 3-4 days in advance, and freeze it. When you take it out, you just unfreeze it, eat it, it's good to go.
And I also like the explanation of potatoes.
Absolutely.
Like, you know, especially for people with diabetes.
No, marangitu ya plena. Ya plena. We ask to uzokhalela mazambane by Wednesday. Uwapega on Monday.
We ask uzokhalela mazambane by Wednesday. What are you saying?
Uwapega on Monday.
This is what's going to happen vandag.
Sure.
I'm going to freeze 4 slices, ne? Not the whole bread.
Okay.
So freeze
that's what
you
pay means, I'm for.
But make sure that you wrap it again because you don't want the ice. It will break. So make sure that it's in something because it's bread. It's still quite tender.
So freeze it for slices.
Mm-hmm.
And then tomorrow, just toast. It's in. I'll give you feedback.
There will be zero happening except you enjoying your toasted bread.
Yes, mina guys, ngiyaz freezer. Kakhulu into engizazi kahle ngizifreeza isinkwa, ngifreeze ne rice. Yabona isinkwa once wasifreeza, waskip even noma ungasifakanga ku microwave, uskip nje kahle ngesikhathi usibeke ngaphandle. Yo, sithamba kamnandi kabi, siba so fresh noma usifakile futhi ku microwave, maskipa lapho sithambile simnandi kabi. Ne rice same. Yabona rice uthanda ukuthi mawu ulishiya amalanga nyana mhlawumbe fridge uthole selinamanzi ligcwala amanzi walifaka e-deep freezer uma usolikhipha lapho ulifaka ku-microwave yo liphuma limnandi kabi lingenanamanzi angeke uzwe namanzi amancane.
Ngivumelana nohumutso. What nami my doctor told me was ipapa even if lilele you eat it the next day line-low GI it's good for cholesterol and everything than to eat it mali hot. I'm not sure on the bread one. Sho khumutso shaya khona girl.
No, I'm not used to freezing my food. Endlina strayelanga. And I'm thinking, would it even last if you freeze it? Because if it's already there, won't you want just to eat it?
I want to emphatically agree with Homot on the issue of freezing bread. Actually, there's an article on some website I was and saw that's it. In the research, they discovered that freezing starchy food actually gets healthier when you defrost and eat it again, because it goes through a process called regratification, where this component of the starch changes during freezing. And then when you defrost, especially bread and toast it especially, then it changes to what they call resistant starch, which then cannot be absorbed by the small intestines, but then gets passed on to the large intestines, where it goes through a process that creates a healthy environment of your gut. So freezing always better.
Make it make sense
with Ayanda Nyati. If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.